I said after the last scrimmage, our biggest concern is the defense tackling and playing with toughness and effort, and they did it tonight. And the result was it paid off. We didn't have one offensive touchdown. And it was because we ran to the football and we tackled. And we didn't give any long passes. And I thought the defense played really well. Josh Muse showed up front. De'Anthony Smith was back and did a good job up the middle. We had trouble running the ball all day. We got a little pressure off the edge. And the secondary covered up the wideouts. Did a great job. Now, just like any scrimmage, hey guys.
How we doing?
I think the defense did a great job, but the offense contributed to it. And I'm not sure that they were mentally ready to lay it on the line. And it's a great example that you got to bring your game every Saturday. It doesn't matter who you play, you're going to get whipped. We had a bunch of penalties, three holdings. We had drop balls. We had balls overthrown on the deep ball, not giving them a chance. You know, just real sloppy execution.
Were you docking cell phones pay for a week?
No, don't turn it that way.
No.
But, you know, and I will say this. I mean, Patrick Jackson wasn't out there. Josh Wheeler and Shane Womack got dinged up early. Not seriously, but then, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, you lose some of your playmakers, and it gets harder and harder. We can't get open down the field. And I think the real key for us on offense is, you know, utilizing our tight ends in the pass game. Anthony Harris made a couple of good catches, and we're going to have to keep throwing those guys the ball. We got three good ones.
How long?
I was a little disappointed we weren't able to run the ball a little bit better. Do you have the runs? Where are they?
Those are totals. Porter.
You know, Porter, 12 carries, 20 yards.
Compton.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
6 carries, 6 yards.
Yeah.
All right, so our ones, 18 carries, 26 yards.
Now, Womack and Wheeler, how much were they out?
They were out pretty much the whole time.
So that, yeah,
after
TJ
the first series,
play at all,
and Patrick
yeah.
didn't play. So, you know.
What about up front, offensively, protection? They were moving
in. We were getting the pocket pushed, and do you have sacks on here, Malcolm?
I got sacks.
That's what you've been wanting. You've been saying about pressure, putting the push on the pocket.
Four sacks.
I mean, it was just a classic case of one team ready to play and one team a little hungry and one team who's been kicked around a little bit and had enough and the other team not ready for the fight. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I was proud the defense finally brought that attitude, you know. But, you know, the one thing I'm learning as a head coach, you're never happy. I see why head coaches are never happy now, because when one side does well, you're upset about the other.
This offensive, you never get – was there any?
We had a couple of drives. You know, we had a nice drive. We had a couple of three and outs, and then we went into a little fastball mode and got the defense on their heels a little bit, took it down to about the 10, and then we couldn't punch it in. So we got to do a better job in the red zone. Then we had a nice drive going in 2 minutes, and we just stalled at about the 45-yard line.
So who had the sacks?
Do you have any defensive stats?
Sacks hit Kelly, Barron, and D'Anthony.
You know, some of the freshmen. Tank Calais showed up a couple of times, had a nice interception, came off the edge. Blitzen had a good sack.
Two and a half tackles.
Two and a half tackles. Halsey had a nice pass breakup on a third down. Deion Young had an interception. We only had 4 sacks. We didn't have any sacks. Well, DeAnthony had one against the Ones, okay. So the Ones had 1 sack. Is that what it is? The
Ones had 1 sack.
So you had Smith, Barron, you said, Bart, Barron? Okay. Oh, yeah. B-A-R-R-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Number 61.
Okay. Calais had a sack.
We need to get out of here, dude.
Yeah. Huh?
We need to get
no,
out of here.
You're all right.
No. Calais and who else? There was one more.
Mason Hitt.
Mason Hitt.
H-I-T-T?
No. The Warrens only gave up 1 sack. Is that Zach only got sacked once? Is that what y'all have?
So
that wasn't bad, you know. But I felt like we just never got in a rhythm. And look, here's the bottom line, buddy. When you go, the bottom line is this. Okay. When you go, how many carries did I say with the 2 back?
18
for 26. I mean, you know.
That's the way it was from the get-go, pressure.
I mean, we went 2 3 and outs first time out there.
What about kicking? Let's see.
Did you chart the field goals?
Yeah.
You know, we're still, I think the execution was better on the field goals. Danny, the only one Danny missed was the long one.
53
yards. It was 53 yards.
Close target, it was just.
And he hit a good one. He just didn't have the leg pump.
High snap also.
Yeah. And Ostricker.
Circular field goal. And Jackson.
Hordell made one from 25, 40, and 35. All right, so he was 3 of 4. And he missed a 53-yarder, so he did a good job.
What about Cagle on the punting?
All right, he was a little inconsistent. He hit a couple of good ones. We had some sky punt situations. I think we put 2 inside the 20, didn't we?
Yeah.
But he was inconsistent. Do you have the punts on here? Or
I've got them on the actual play-by-play. I haven't tallied them up yet.
I got you. You don't separate it.
No.
All right, just looking here, buddy. 38, 50. That was on the 50?
Mm-hmm. Went into the end zone.
Bounced in the end zone on a hop.
But that was a good punt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't land in the end zone,
no,
did it? 46. 40. 42. He was punting good. He just he had a 27. He shanked one. And then a 52. And a 43. So, 43. But it wasn't his A game. You know what I mean? That shows you he's a talented guy. He wasn't getting that pop, the hang time like we needed. We still have a problem at returner. You know, we had trouble fielding the ball a little bit.
What was Zach on throwing?
No. 9 of 22, 83 yards.
Yeah. And 1 interception.
So, I mean, we're under 4 yards an attempt. Our goal is 8.
He didn't throw a pick, buddy.
He did not throw an interception. Mosley was 8 of 16, 83 yards, 1 interception. All right, so if you look at yards per attempt, which is, you know, usually an indicator. What is Mosley, about 5?
Mosley's about 5, and he's under 4.
He's under 4, all right, which is atrocious, statistically speaking.
Yeah.
Our goal was 8. Big plays. Our goal was 8 per game. 12-plus run, 18 pass. Let's see. I don't know if we had any.
You didn't have any runs that were 12-plus.
We didn't have a pass except Livas.
Yeah.
He had a 32-yarder.
I think Beck had one. Beck had a 26-yarder.
Yeah, 26 and a 32. So we had 2 big plays, which we should have. You know, that wasn't the length of a full game, but if we would have hit 6 big plays, that would have been about our goal.
So you're calling 12 or more on runs is what you shoot for, and what on pass?
18 plus.
On pass?
Yeah.
Good. On the field, what about, well, you can't say it probably, but what about on the Hinton kid? What's his deal?
That's Conroy. He's going back, right? I heard he's going to Ruston.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's what Coach Hines told me.